Eli Tomac, talking to Antonio Carolla, you guys have had some races over the years, some really, really good races between you two guys. It's cool to see you guys talking here at a national.
Yeah, it's it's cool that he's out here. I mean, unfortunately today I think he whacked his knee a little bit, but yeah, we were just chatting it up, and I guess he might do donations, so hopefully we keep this going and we can see each other again.
First overall, four winners and four races. Chase rode really well today, and you had to work a lot harder for this overall than he had to do for the same amount of points. Your starts weren't ideal. You had a lot of work.
Yeah, and gosh, I've been kicking myself. So the past couple of years here, I've been lining up kind of outside the doghouse, and I'm like, it's like a guaranteed top five start. This is the way it sweeps. And what do? I go inside both motos, and I get it totally worked. First moto, I spun. Second moto, I wheelied because I, like, overcompensated. So, yeah, starts weren't the greatest day.
Why did you do that then?
Because I thought the rut looked sweet. This rut's awesome. You know, I don't really care about position. The rut's so good, I'm going to make it happen. But, it was good work today. Finally was able to put the whole day together. Was a little bit off in moto one. I mean, Jason was back on me there, and then I was kind of off on some lines. But then moto two, it was like a flip. Like, I had the best lines, was going through the guys, and it was good.
I feel like this was one of your typical wins where you're so-so off the start, takes a couple laps to get going, I'm going to find some stuff, and then I'm gonna charge through the pack. Normally, though, you might go 1-1. Chase just was really good. But I feel like this was a real typical race for you.
Yeah, it was. And thankfully, it wasn't a huge runaway at the beginning, right? I did settle for a couple laps, and then I was able to move up onto Kenny and Chase because, I had to pass a couple guys. I think I was seventh or something. Yep.
Did this track – it looked to me, and I was just in the announcer's tower, massive change from practice to Moto2. We didn't have much sun today, but I just felt like it was a big change, was it, or am I off there?
It was – I would just say it was slightly drier than what it can be here.
And slightly, not
– not crazy dry. We still had some monster ruts, and it was still technical to ride, but it started out drier. And for me, I mean, I've been a proponent of that because I felt like we used to get too deep in the morning and it would funnel the goat trail, right? And I feel like we can move around pretty well this year.
A couple of guys I talked to told me the lappers were really bad. I don't know if it was for you, and if so, how were they?
They were bad in Moto 2 because, of course, I was nervous being in the lead. They were bad. That's the problem with big ruts, right, is if all it takes is them to funnel in and then you're screwed. So that's part of the game. Thankfully, I had whatever it was, 5 seconds in front. I was able to, deal with them. But, it's tough. But everyone's got to deal with it.
Right on. Well, thanks, man. Enjoy the week off. Thank you.
Thanks.